Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship as together we look into the precious Word of the Eternal God. Remember, we're challenging you, beloved, to get into God's Word, to study God's Word, to read God's Word on a regular basis, because the Word of God is the most important piece of literature that's ever been written. God honors His Word above His name. He tells us in Psalm 138:2 that He magnifies His Word above His name. And yet in Exodus 20 and verse 7, he says, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Yes, beloved, God's Word is vitally important. God's Word brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Ephesians 1:13 points it out. 1 Peter 1:23 tells us, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God's Word, beloved, is very important. God's Word brings blessings on those who read, hear, and obey the Word of the living God. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15:16, Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Yes, beloved, God's Word brings rich blessing into the life of every individual who will read and obey God's Word. Jesus said in Luke 11:28, but he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it. Oh, there's rich blessing that comes. God's Word strengthens our faith. Romans 10:17 tells us, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God's Word makes the believer holy, John 17:17. The Lord Jesus said to the Father in the Lord's Prayer, what I call the Lord's Prayer, John 17, is a prayer that the Lord Jesus prayed to God the Father. In the book of Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4, the prayer that the Lord Jesus gave there that often is called the Lord's Prayer is actually the model prayer. It was a prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples to teach them how to pray. But in John 17:17, Jesus was talking to God the Father about you and me, and he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. And it is, beloved. The Word of God is the most important piece of literature ever written. That's why you and I should saturate our hearts with the truth of God's Word. God's Word makes the food holy. 1 Timothy 4:4-5 tells us, therefore we need to read the Word and pray before we partake of food. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable, will make one successful and wise, we're told. The Word of God will make us successful and wise. Joshua 1:7-8 points that out, as the Lord Jesus was commissioning Joshua to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And Colossians 3:6a says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. God's Word brings wisdom. God's Word is instruction and truth to guide our day-by-day living, and God's Word will help us to grow spiritually and to mature in our walk with the Lord. God's Word, the simple truths of God's Word, is spoken of as the milk of the Word in 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3. And in 1 Corinthians 3, 4, 1 through 4, we're admonished that the Word of truth, the simple truths of God's Word, is spoken of as the milk of the Word. In Hebrews chapter 5, it's spoken of as the milk of the Word. But the meat of the Word also, we're told that we need to mature so that we can eat the meat of the Word. And God uses a baby as an illustration. A baby has to have a simple diet, and we're newborn babes. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is good." The Word of God helps us to grow in the Lord. And so if you're a new person, a new believer in Christ, an individual who recently has accepted the Lord as Savior, then you need to read the Word of God often. You'll not understand everything, but you will begin to understand the simple truths of God's Word because the Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. We're told in the Gospel of John, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. He's the teacher of the believer, and He's the one, of course, who does the work of salvation within our life. John 3:6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." It's the spiritual part of us that is born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. And we're told in Ephesians that the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1, is God's seal, God's guarantee of our salvation as He moves into our spirit and makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous within our spirit when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And thus, as a new babe in Christ, we need the milk of the Word, the simple truths of God's Word. Just like a human baby has no teeth and has to be fed a simple diet, a milk diet. And gradually, as it begins to cut teeth, then it begins to be able to eat more solid food. So the same thing is true in the spiritual realm. As spiritual babes in Christ, we need the simple truths of God's Word. And as we learn those truths, we begin to grow, we begin to cut spiritual teeth, so to speak, and can begin to enjoy and know the meat of the Word, the more involved truths of God's Word. And so reading God's Word, beloved, is vitally important. Reading and obeying the Word of God gives us a weapon to use against the enemy. We're told that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6:14. And in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, we're told that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so the Word of God is a vital tool that we need. And reading God's Word, obeying it, and memorizing the Word of God will keep us from sin. Psalm 119, verse 9 through 11 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Oh yes, beloved, memorizing and hiding God's Word in our heart will keep us from sinning against Almighty God. It will open our eyes to the truth and help us to see and know what is right and what is wrong, and what we should do and what we should not do. Hiding God's Word in our heart is so important. You that have a complete Bible, if you will go to the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book in the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 6, there we read these words: God speaking through Moses says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." We're to hide the Word of God in our heart, that is, in our soul, in the spiritual part of us. We're to hide God's Word in our minds and in our thinking, so that we would not sin against Him. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 18, we read these words, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." Oh, we're to hide the Word of God in our heart and in our soul. Now, you remember the soul is made up of the mind, the thinking part of the brain, the emotions, which have to do with our feelings, and our will, that which with we make choices and decisions. That's the soul of man. And so in our mind, we're to hide God's Word. We're to memorize God's Word and hide it in our heart, that we would not sin against the Lord God. And so that's why God gave these instructions. "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart." We're to memorize the Word of God and to hide it in our heart. Job, over in the book of Job, if you go to the middle of your Bible, you come to the book of Psalms, and right in front of Psalms is the book of Job. And in Job 22 and verse 22, Job wrote these words, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart." How important it is that we hide God's Word in our heart, that we learn to obey the Lord and to walk in obedience to the Word of the living God. In the book of Proverbs, you go to the book of Psalms again in the middle of your Bible, and right after Psalms, you come to Proverbs. And in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4, we read these words, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Do you want good understanding in the sight of God and man? Do you want favor with God and man? Then hide the Word of God in your heart. Memorize God's Word. Write it upon the tables of your heart. By memorizing it, by meditating upon it, that it will then make you to be that which has favor in God's sight. Till next time.